okay. Divorce isn't okay. It's your OTR.
Minute, and I'll give you a call back. And 4ZLK.
No problem. And your OTR. QRX.
QR and 4ZLK. Thank you, Tom.
Well, hope the weather's going good for you tonight. You should be cleared out by now. And I was just sitting there watching some thug getting captured here on TV. And I'm seeing now that's a rerun, Bernice. But she just brought me a piece of, or a half of a Honeycrisp apple and a little bit of caramel to make it better even, which I shouldn't have used. How's your day going?
Apples are good. It's going pretty good. I run a little behind where I normally am right now. There was an accident that happened not too long in front of me going up 85 north about there, Highway 1, 29, exit 66. Looked pretty bad. There was a truck into the wall and a car way off the side of the road that was smashed up pretty good off into the grass. Lots of emergency vehicles were showing up while I was sitting there. But looks like I missed a big storm. By the time I got here, it cleared out, but there's water everywhere. So maybe I missed it because I was sitting in traffic. And now the sky is looking really beautiful off to the west. I don't know if you can see out your window to the west, but it's really pretty.
I'm in the war room downstairs, so I can't see out. The hidden transmitter, kind of like that one on the radio I listen to while I'm shaving of a morning. It's where he says he's at. But at any rate, we only got 73 hundredths, I'm looking at it here. So that was good because they got clobbered just the outer band were just a little bit to the east of Greer today that were throwing down a lot of rain. Well, the kids are down to my daughter and grandson. He's down there playing a scrimmage at Pendleton. I said, are they having fun in the mud? And she said, it didn't even rain down there.
Crazy how the storms like that can draw lines in the sand almost, where it's raining and where it's not raining. Yeah, I was looking at the radar earlier before I came into work, and it was looking like Spartanburg, maybe just east of it, was really getting hammered with some pretty good rain. So I was hoping I wouldn't have to get into it. It looks like it's clear down into Georgia tonight, so that'll be nice. And think about it, my youngest son, he's having knee surgery tomorrow. He's very active, loves to do mountain biking and climbing and things like that. And he pulled a knee, did something to his knee a while ago, but he's been still doing stuff when it starts to feel better. But he's got some pretty major tears inside his knee. And he's going to have a surgery tomorrow, and hopefully he'll be back on his feet and back to, about 6 months, being able to get back out to doing the stuff he likes to do.
He's not getting the store-bought knee. He's just getting that. What do they call that? The tears in their bodies? Meniscus. I know ladies have meniscus problems a lot, but now I was talking to my name. He's going to a marathon this week. I think in Tennessee. 71 miles, and I forget the first day. Swim for several miles or whatever it is, and then ride the rest on bicycles. It's no wonder they wear them joints out, is it?
That's a long way to go without gasoline power. Goodness, I'm jealous or envious of those people, but they work. I know they work hard at it. So maybe if I worked hard like that, I could. Maybe I could do it too. I don't know, but. Yeah, he's not getting his knee replaced. It's there is a meniscus tear, and there's a couple other issues in there as well. So hopefully this will get him all fixed up. One of the guys I work with, he's a big boy. He's 6'6", And he was 350 pounds. He's down to 275 now, I think, the last 6 months. But he's struggled all his life. He's just really, he's big boned and he's a big guy. He had his knee replaced. He hurt it at work a few years ago. But he's been back to work and everything's fine. It doesn't even bother him. It's doing really well for him. So it's amazing what they can do.
Just give me the creeps. I'd be called to the operating room in that last year of work, and I'd have to go in there and do something electrical or electronic. And those guys had come out of there. This wasn't during surgery or anything, but you had to change those big lights and stuff like that. I could hear them in there. It sounded like it was a wood mill or something, and they replaced six or eight knees in a day. And it was a small hospital. And only had two operating rooms, I believe it was. And, Greer Memorial's got, I forget how many they told me down there, 34 or something. It's amazing. And they do amazing work. But, they'd be sweating when they come out of there. And it was, and complaining about it not cool enough. It was 58 degrees in there, see?
Imagine, I've done some, a little bit of woodwork with hand tools, and I imagine it's something similar, even though it's a body or a person you're working on. And I guess you get used to that. I don't know if I could do it, but I can imagine it. They'd be sweating pretty good. But I just got another view of the western sky. I came up on a little rise, and if you could put your periscope up, Tom, being down there in the submarine like you are, it's absolutely worth seeing.
Walk out about 10 o'clock and check for toads on the driveway and move them over to the garden and look for satellites. But that's a little ways off. They leave their renderings on the in front of the overhead door and that at times. And then there's bunches of bugs there that croak. And I blow them off with a blower. But Grace and I put a nice tarp on the chicken house yesterday, and it was quite a job. And today I congratulated her because I went out there and it wasn't a drop in the pen where it had been leaking. It's a big, heavy, heavy tarp. And I'm just going to leave it on there. I got it secured real well. But nobody ever said I was a good carpenter, and that's very much true. But I don't like it when it starts getting into their roosting spots and stuff like that. They deserve better.
I'm glad that tarp's working out for you. And yeah, if that storm had shifted to the west a little bit, it would have been nice. That's a good feature to have that tarp on there to keep it dry. Because small leaks can turn to big leaks when that gets that much water. And hello, Bernice. I apologize for not acknowledging you earlier. I hope you're having a good evening.
They're reading one of her ladies' magazines, and I've noticed they've had a whole lot of accidents on I-85 involving semis lately, and if you stop and think about it, though, Shane, the semi traffic on there is incredible. I drove Interstate 70 and that out towards Washington, D.C., and through the Pennsylvania Turnpike and all. I like to get into those convoys. They always took good care of us, and they always were speeding, it seemed like, when I was younger. But I guess the numbers itself is why, because, man, if something happened to the trucking industry, whew, things would come to a roaring stop.
Yeah, I've been doing this for a while, and I just drove back by where I had to sit in traffic, and just the number of trucks that are lined up, it almost is equal to the number of cars. And you're right, if just about everything we own, everything we see, everything we eat is brought at least part of the way on a truck. And there's some states that are trying to regulate them right out of business, and I just don't understand what's what they're going to do afterwards with getting all their food supply and everything else.
GR with the man on the mountain. Oh, well, they'll go to electric, of course, Shane. But like electric combines out in the Midwest when they do harvesting wheat. I got to see that. But I think California's one of them that's saying they got to go electric trucks, and they're not even going to let diesel trucks on their highways. I think they better go to Plan B.
Well, you have to have a truck that's newer than 2014, I think. And maybe even, it might even be newer than that. You can't drive it in California. So they had to build more big parking areas, and they actually have a whole, there are people that just can't go into California at all. You know, they're owner-operators that can't afford to buy a new truck, and you can keep some of these older ones running. I mean, I'm running a 2018 model, and it's already got 600,000 miles on it, so it doesn't take long, but you can keep those older trucks running, the ones that don't have all those emission controls on them. They're easier to keep running longer than these newer ones.
And they're wanting to run Governor Newsom of California for president here in the next 4 years. Something's wrong out there. I'll tell you for sure, Shane. I don't understand that. And once people start doing without food and commodities, it's I think they might go to Plan B.
I hope people wake up before Plan B has to be implemented. Anyway, yeah, it's expensive to run these newer regulated trucks the way they are. All the additives and the extra fluids, and they break down a lot more because they clog up the filters a lot quicker, and then they don't run at all. The computers will shut them down. It's actually more dangerous in some ways because they'll just lose power as you're going down the road all of a sudden, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Really bad. That's extremely dangerous. I didn't know that. I've heard of them having to run fluid in some of the just regular diesel trucks like Dodges and Fords and that. I don't know what it's for, but they have to keep it in them too, don't they?
New diesel exhaust fluid, or not new, it's a diesel exhaust fluid, but they're putting them, making the new smaller vehicles, you know, regular trucks, the new diesels have to run that stuff now as well.
When we was in Germany back in the 80s or so, we went over there to visit the daughter while she was going to school, and my son-in-law, his company provided him with a BMW. And it was a diesel. And I'd rode in it several times and out on the Autobahn and different things. And I didn't even know it was a diesel. And one day I seen that D on the back of it. And I said, hell, is that a diesel? And he says, oh, yeah. It's exceptionally good. You couldn't even smell the thing. Whereas the older Mercedes and that, you can definitely tell. And they sound more like a John Deere. Now, the newer ones probably don't. But this was, you know, 40 years ago.
They've always, the older diesels, even, you know, I know what you're talking about, the old Mercedes, they're clicking and clacking as they pulled up. You could really hear them, but they've had good quality diesels for years. It's just the regulations make them more expensive now. And, it is nice, though, you hear these new ones, a new F-250 or a Chevy pull up beside you, and you almost can't even hear the diesel engine running. They've definitely quieted them down. But I don't know. You know, I know you remember this. Back in the 80s, early 90s, diesel was actually cheaper than the gasoline because it's cheaper to process. It's not as refined as much as gasoline is. So it should be cheaper, but all the regulations on it now, it just makes it more expensive.
Absolutely right. I never realized that, not buying diesel, except for utility uses, you know, around the farm or something, or around the house, for killing weeds or something. But the president of our company. I was in his office talking to him one day, and he told me exactly what you said. He said, it should be cheaper, Tom. And I had no idea. But I remember Hal saying that in Germany, you know, it's a socialistic country, and like if you buy something out of a store uptown, it had like a 28% tax on them then. But they didn't tell you that. It was just, that was the price in the window or wherever you've seen it. And the diesel car that he had, he said, oh, you know, they tax it very heavily because it's a diesel. Even though it, you know, was really a refined one and performed exceptionally well. Didn't have no dead band in it or anything. And we'd go along at, I don't know how fast it was, 180 kilometers was quite common out there on the Autobahn. And just divide that by 62.5 is still pretty fast. It's over 100, I think. You didn't really notice it, but it'd go right along there good. So I can't imagine what they're like now. But problem with BMWs is if you got to repair them. And I think they're an excellent car. But I know Hal went to replace a battery cable on our daughter's older BMW a couple of years ago, and they wanted $450 for it. And he went down and bought it at a car store like Advanced Auto or O'Reilly's for like $35, $40. Go figure.
Or is that LK? Yeah, well, you're paying for the name there. And people do it. But I tell you, it's getting harder, even just regular vehicles now, newer vehicles. It's harder and harder to work on them. I'm not a mechanic, but I can do a few things. And we don't have new cars. I drive a 2002 truck, and my wife drives a 2017 Toyota. And I can do, I like that engine because I can do a lot on it. But the newer models, they're just, they're making it difficult to even the average guy just be able to get out and do maintenance on it.
They are. Well, you just about can't. You need to be a technician. And Patrick was telling me some of the things and the advanced technology that he has to get into is pretty amazing. He was talking about some software upgrades and to this scanner for the cars, you know, and he had had a call that day, and it was been several weeks ago, and dealership, they just didn't know how to do it. He had to go down there, and this wasn't a Harbor Freight $50 scanner either. This was a very expensive tool, and it just amazed me at that, and then the price of a mechanic's tool. He was telling me that some mechanics, certain ones, and I won't say names, had an exceptionally great deal of money in their toolboxes. I mean, more than you can imagine. I won't even say the numbers here. Just in tools, just to work on those things.
Seen some of those toolboxes. Some of the mechanics we have at work, they bring in their own toolboxes. Those things are almost the size of a small car. And a brother that's an airplane mechanic, and he'll work a job for a while as a contractor. And I mean, he had a good one for years, and it went away. So he's been having to find one here and there, and they'll work for a little while, and then they'll lose the work or lay a bunch of people off, and he'll be looking for another one. But he's always carting his tools around. He's got a very large assortment of specialty tools.
They are. Yeah, they don't even resemble engines anymore. And a lot of them's single or double turbocharged Buick that my son-in-law's mother bought the other day. She traded two vehicles in after her husband passed away, and she come over and he looked at that thing, and it was an SUV, Buick. It's three-cylinder and dual turbocharged. never heard of such a thing.
You know, they have to do with all these government regulations on their overall fuel economy. Their average fuel economy is getting lower and lower, a requirement. So they're having to try to figure out ways to reduce the amount of fuel it's using and reduce the size of engine, but still having enough, you know, giving enough power to be able to move on the road.
But you take a gallon of gasoline, and physics says you can get so many BTUs out of that, and that's it. And they're not going to be able to get any more than that. So I think they've done a pretty good job, and they've done a fabulous job on emissions. Although I do see some, you mentioned diesel trucks being good now, they are, but some of these older ones, they'll be at a stoplight like a wait after that, and they'll take out and stomp that thing, and you can't see the intersection. Anyway, yeah, there's, you just get so much horsepower out of something. You can get so many watts, you can get, I don't care how you rate it, there's so much energy in, you know, a gallon of fuel or however much you want to check. And then that's the saturation point. But anyways, Shane, great riding with you, and you have a great trip. And we'll catch you down the line. I sent you another ad today. I noticed one of the weather stations on there looked pretty spiffy. It was probably one of the more expensive ones, but I won't bug you with that anymore because you can sign up for those, and they'll send you ads and that and sales. Take care. Enforce that, okay, and 0GR73.
Good timing. I'm not far. And I did get your email. I appreciate that. I forgot to mention that to you. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you later. You and Miss Bernice have a good evening. N0TR, N4ZLK.